week we're going to do a little something different. We got the head coach here, Mike Mularkey, and we're going to flashback a little bit. You know, there was a game that when you got the job, I remember saying, I know I went against Mike. And so I went back and looked at the schedule and figured out when the New York Jets played the Pittsburgh Steelers, and me and you faced off in one game.
We did. And if I remember right, I think we won that one.
You did win that game. And okay. It was actually, the date was November 27th of 1990. We're getting old.
Just a short time ago. It's amazing.
We're getting old. And I pulled some plays, and I can't believe that they actually had reformatted the film to fit the current system. And Mike Perkins, he's video guy, facilities guy, he's everything. Yeah. He got a copy of the tape because the Pittsburgh Steelers had put it on the new system.
Right.
So now we can take a look.
It is a little cloudy, but it is old. It's, you know, 20-plus years old.
It's 20-plus years old, and the thing that really stands out is the shoulder pads are bigger. You got the guys, you know, we're wearing neck rolls, and there's hand pads. The players look very different.
They do. The stances, there's a lot of difference in 20 years.
There really is. And this is the first play of the game, all right? And we're going to highlight here because you're in the wing.
Yes.
And I am across from you, lined up in John Jackson.
Yes.
Right, left tackle?
Yes.
John Jackson. So this is the very first play of the game.
And I think you're talking trash already.
You think so?
The game hasn't even started.
No, not me. And you go across the formation. And who's at running back here?
That's Merrill Hodge.
Merrill Hodge.
Yes.
And can you name the guys? I mean, is your memory that good? My memory is terrible. Can you name the guys across the line here? I know Bubby's a quarterback.
Bobby,
right?
Brister is a quarterback. Brian Blankenship is our left guard. I don't know if that's Dermonti Dawson is our center, but Terry Long's our right guard. Tom Ricketts, the right tackle, and Big Eric Green, 300-pound tight end.
Tight end who was the first-round pick that year.
Yes.
There's a story behind that.
There was.
And we're going to get to that in just a minute. Well, look, who made the play?
I didn't remember this being the first play, but I knew you were going to have something positive for you to throw this up there. So,
I've got some positive for both of us here, because you know what?
I am finishing the play, which is important to me.
You are finishing the play, going up on the linebacker and get a little piece of him. And in this game, you actually have a catch. There's you in motion, and I don't know what the fan was doing here getting in the way, but take a look at this. Now, at this point,
I'm gonna make it at least to the 15-yard line. I know that.
You're at the 12.
No wonder my knees feel like they do today. That's a saw tackle. That's typical what happens in the NFL to tight ends when you have a smaller defensive back, and it's man coverage. I snuck through behind the line and saw tackle me down.
Now here's the crazy thing. You actually, when we talked about this game, you remembered this play. Because when you came off the sideline, one of the coaches said something
coach, or actually the offensive coordinator, who was Joe Walton.
My old coach.
The old coach of the Jets. He told me that I needed to turn on the Jets. And not being derogatory or anything, I just said, you're talking to a prop plane. And that was as fast as I could run right there. That was towards the end of my career.
Oh, that's great. And you actually, now here you are on the right side, lined up on the tight end. This is a very good block because it's a difficult block because you've got tackle, guard.
This is a counter going to the weak side, and you got to hold off a five technique, which is not easy.
And that's a hard block. And Marvin Washington.
Yes. Good player.
Yeah, very good player, big and strong.
It's a good play by you.
Yeah, it's not bad.
This is our forte, was pulling our guards. It's a good play by you.
Not bad play, and this was actually my first year playing defensive end. I was middle linebacker in college. It was the first year.
Yeah, I knew that. There's Eric Green coming over to hit me.
Yes. And I remember this because I remember hitting the tight end. I was thinking I was just going to crush him. And I didn't crush him. I mean, I'm getting on a play, but you're talking about a big tight end here that really was unheard of.
Eric was, at the time, about when we drafted him in the first round, about 280, 285, and got up to 300 pounds.
Well, he's a big man. He was a heck of a receiver for how big he is. All right, so this is probably one of my favorite plays because here you are lined up against Joe Mott, and I'm lined up to the outside of you, and I guess you'd say a wide nine.
Yes.
And Joe Mott, you kind of had a little bit of a pushing match earlier in this ball game.
We did. We kind of got after it.
you crush.
I'm you know, what's nice about it is I've got my hands inside, and I preach that to death, and I'm hoping my players are watching this.
this is a great block. I mean, this is a great block by you on Joe Mott. I mean, you took him 10 yards out of the play.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a long time since I've seen this. I probably haven't seen this since the Monday after the game, so I'm kind of proud.
All right, well, here we go. Here's the only play that me and you face off.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm scared now. No, I do remember this. This was it's a power O. It's a double team between the tackle and I, trying to get up to the second level linebacker. And you do a good job of splitting. I don't get off in time to get that backside backer. And you guys defended pretty well.
And that's funny because that's the only play. Now, I've had to go and find this crazy play because at this point in the ballgame, I got hurt in this ball game. I think it was around the 19th, 20th play, and so I'm out of the game.
I think, is this the play Merrill skips it back to Bubby for the...
Yes.
Yes.
You remember this?
I remember this play because I actually end up catching it. I'm not even supposed to be a part of this play. I'm supposed to be blocking, and it's a broken down, really bad play.
This is the craziest play you've ever seen. You're going to be coming, I believe, across full value. You are. That's you in motion.
Yes.
And so this is Merrill. Does Merrill always throw like a girl?
You would think it would. It almost looks like it was designed this way. But it was not. I don't know how the ball got back to Bubby. I'm not even in the play. I'm supposed to be blocking over here, as you see, to
right.
The left of the film.
Yep.
And the play is so broken down, somehow I had to get wide open on it. And
Bubby, so what was the design of the play? Do you remember?
It was a throwback to Bubby, and he was going to throw it back down here to this wide receiver, Dwight Stone.
And Bubby, of course, does like his thing.
And just like he designed it, scrambles, and... I'm uncovered, and I'm going to get at least to the 20.
And here's the crazy thing. I'm a typical Pittsburgh Steelers fans. You get the reaction there. This is in New York. You got fans celebrating in front of the camera. It's fun. It's fun.
It's
going
fun to
back
go back
and
take a look at it. Yeah,
it is.
And we haven't changed very much.
No, we're still young and good looking and good football players. But yeah, the funny thing is, I'm being honest here. This was 1990, and when you go back and look at yourself, you always, as you get older, you kind of think you were better than you were, and then you turn the film on and you go, you know what?
Not really.
I wasn't that good.
No, not
as
really.
I thought.
I thought I could run better than that, but I really couldn't.
All right, that was fun, Mike.
That was great. Great to catch up.